Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On April 4th, 1949, in Washington, D.C., the United States signed a treaty that led to the creation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It had been the most crowded of eras. Two global wars, first from 1914 to 1918, and then again from 1939 to 1945. Had been followed by the descent of what Winston Churchill called the Iron Curtain, separating free nations from countries dominated by Soviet tyranny. The Cold War was a consuming reality. The once isolationist United States was seeking the best way to respond to the dictatorial impulses of Moscow and of its satellites. In March 1947, President Harry Truman announced a new foreign policy doctrine. Speaking to Congress, the president said this: "One of the primary objectives of the foreign policy of the United States is the creation of conditions in which we and other nations will be able to work out a way of life free from coercion. This was a fundamental issue in the war with Germany and Japan. Our victory was won over countries which sought to impose their will and their way of life upon other nations." Truman then delineated the question of the age, that the defining issue was between democracy and autocracy. Here is what he said: "At the present moment in world history, nearly every nation must choose between alternative ways of life. The choice is too often not a free one. Our way of life is based upon the will of the majority and is distinguished by free institutions, representative government, free elections, guarantees of individual liberty, freedom of speech and religion, and freedom from political oppression. The second way of life is based upon the will of a minority forcibly imposed upon the majority. It relies upon terror and oppression, a controlled press and radio, fixed elections, and the suppression of personal freedoms. I believe that it must be the policy of the United States to support free peoples who are resisting attempted subjugation by armed minorities or by outside pressures." Truman's words were matched by deeds. In June 1947, under the leadership of George C. Marshall, America invested heavily in rebuilding war-torn Europe, not least to demonstrate the virtues of democracy in the face of the vices of autocracy. In 1948, Senator Arthur Vandenberg, a Republican, successfully passed a resolution calling on President Truman to explore security arrangements that would unite the free world. In that same season, Joseph Stalin blockaded Berlin, prompting the United States to airlift food to starving victims of Soviet aggression. President Truman, meanwhile, faced a ferocious Republican challenge for re-election in a year, 1948, that featured progressive and segregationist third parties. In his inaugural address in January 1949, President Truman called for what became NATO, saying, "If we can make it sufficiently clear in advance that any armed attack affecting our national security would be met with overwhelming force, the armed attack might never occur." The treaty forming the alliance engaged the United States, Canada, Great Britain, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg. Moscow hated it, but Truman did not flinch. On this Monday, the 4th of April, in 1949, at the White House, Truman announced that the NATO treaty would create a shield against aggression and fear of aggression, a bulwark which will permit us to get on with the real business of achieving a fuller and happier life for all of our citizens. He added this, "Our faith in this kind of unity is borne out by our experience here in the United States in creating one nation out of the variety of our continental resources and the peoples of many lands. For us, war is not inevitable. We do not believe that there are blind tides of history which sweep men one way or another. Men with courage and vision can still determine their own destiny. They can choose slavery or freedom, war or peace." So said Harry Truman on this day in 1949. And he was right. NATO and the other elements of the West's Cold War arsenal largely kept the peace for 40 years, when in 1989, during the presidency of George H.W. Bush, the Berlin Wall fell and the Iron Curtain lifted. As Truman saw, nothing in history is either foreordained or permanent. But principles endure no matter the trials of the hour, and democracy's tenets have proven their mettle, then and now. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.